This coming week is a busy one here in the listening area. I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Preview. Just to start off, a quick reminder that the city of Carroll will be flushing water mains at around 7 a.m. Monday morning. These will be done at a rate of about 20 per day until the project is completed. It is anticipated they'll be done by mid-May, but that could go on further into the spring and possibly summer. The annual flushings are a means to remove old rust buildup in the pipes that resulted from high iron content. Prior to the water treatment plant coming online, hydrants around the city are opened up in an effort to remove rust from the lines. Also on Monday morning, the Carroll County Board of Supervisors holding their regular weekly meeting. That'll begin at 9 a.m. in the supervisors' meeting room in the courthouse. The agenda includes reports from the sheriff on quarterly reports and a vehicle discussion. Secondary roads will also be in at the meeting to look through utility permits and a road discussion. They'll also readdress a tuition assistance request from last week regarding a interested worker at the ambulance department. There's also a board meeting scheduled discussion, as well as manure management annual updates and committee reports to close out that meeting. The Carroll City Council meeting on Monday night as well. That begins at 5:15 p.m. Rather in City Hall, though, this one has been moved to the Carroll High School Media Center. And then the Carroll Community School District Board of Education will also be holding a meeting on Monday night. They have a few things on the agenda there. Should be taken care of pretty quickly. They have a couple of public hearings, one for the 2020 fiscal year budget, another one for the 2019-2020 school year calendar. They'll also be accepting the resignation of Gina Bating. Bating, an attorney, was recently appointed to become a district judge here in Judicial Election District 2B. Following those issues, they will go into closed session to pare down the remaining seven candidates to select some finalists for the open superintendent position. Finalist interviews are scheduled for later this month, tentatively on April 18th. Moving into Tuesday, Wall Lake will be holding a community-wide meeting beginning at 7 p.m. at the Wall Lake Community Building. All residents are invited to attend. They'll be discussing potential projects within the community as well as potential future events. The meeting is scheduled to get started at 7 o'clock and should take about an hour. Refreshments will be served during that meeting. And then looking at Thursday and Friday, Iowa author and historian Linda McCann will be at the Audubon Public Library on Thursday night starting at 6:30. She'll be discussing the long history of POWs in Iowa, and specifically she'll go into depth into a branch camp that existed in Audubon during the war. She will then re-give that presentation on Friday at the Carroll Public Library. That one begins at 11 a.m. And that's your Week in Preview. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.